And we are happy to welcome into the studio for our next segment of the show a local student, the winner of the Rotary Four-Way Speech Contest is with us now in the studio. Ailey Stultz, good morning. Welcome to you.
Good morning.
You are a student at?
New Tech High School.
For how much longer?
Less than a month.
And your local high school and school-going career will come to an end.
Yeah.
That makes you sad?
A little. I probably will be more sad when the day comes than right now.
Yeah, now it feels pretty good.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the speech contest. It's the Rotary Four-Way Speech Contest. What does it mean? What's it all about? What was the topic?
Well, the four-way speech contest is, well, the four-way test is the Rotary Club's way of checking to see if a moral solution is what you've come to by asking four questions of what you think you want to do. So you first ask, is it the truth? Then, is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? And is it beneficial to all concerned? And that's how you see if it's the right solution, the moral thing to do, things like that. And so we all got to choose our own topics of different problems we see in the world or different solutions that we have to problems and run it through the four-way test to see if it fit the four-way test. So I did mine on why more people should consider becoming foster parents.
Very good. Tell us more. Why did you happen to choose that topic?
It's something I've been interested in for a while. I interned at Aldea recently because I want to go into social work after college. And specifically, I'd love to work with foster care kids. And so I started researching the topic more, I'd say, sometime around last year of just hearing all these different horrifying stories of kids being in, like, found in parking lots when they don't have any homes to go to and there isn't even beds available in foster houses rather than foster families. So I wanted to look more into it, and I got more and more, like, down that rabbit hole and have been slightly pushing a lot of people to consider it.
Slightly pushing a lot of people.
Yeah.
To think about the issue of foster care.
Yeah.
What did you discover is at the root of it? What's the cause of the problem?
Right now there's more kids going into foster parents, which research is showing is because of the opioid epidemic. And so they're being taken from their homes. But we also have less foster care families available. And that's a lot of people just who were foster care parents aging out of the system and no one picking up their place.
An important subject, right?
Yeah.
So in the good example of how this speech contest encouraged you to develop your already existing interest in something.
Yes. So I was happy to be able to choose my topic. It was another way to slightly push people. And I wanted to be able to do more research and to be given class time for me and a means to structure an argument was very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We're talking with Ailey Stultz, who won the Rotary Four-Way Speech Contest. How did that competition process take place?
So each school, I think, did it differently, but each school got to send one representative. At New Tech, we held our own competition in our speech and debate class, and the class voted on their first place and their runner-up to send to the actual Rotary competition. And then once we were at the Rotary Club, there were five of us. So it was Napa, Vintage, New Tech, Justin, and American Canyon all competing. And there were three judges, and we all got to go. No one knew our names. We were all called by numbers.
Very good. And a big cash prize?
Yes. So I think all of us got money. I got the most, though. So
to go towards school?
Yes. Specifically for all academic stuff. So that'll be helpful.
So as we mentioned in the outset, you're about to graduate. And the question you get endlessly is, what next? Where are you going from here?
I'm going to University of Stirling in Scotland, which is where my mom's from.
Is that the reason you want to reconnect with?
A little bit. I had been over enough to know that I liked being there, but I also like the structures of the schools differently. I know what I want to study pretty well, or at least the field within, and they don't do general ed there, so it's kind of jumping straight into actual studying and no more math classes that I don't want to take, I think I'll be more likely to show up to class if I'm interested.
You and I are kindred spirits on that topic. Mm-hmm. Did you get to the point where it's just like, this is not, I'm not going to be using this. I'm not going to be working in this field.
Yeah, I got to that point a while ago.
I should express, for full disclosure, I've known you since you were born.
Yeah.
Your parents are friends of mine and well-known in the community. The idea for some people, you know, going away to college is like a big thing in and of itself. To go several thousand miles away, I mean, you have some, you know, you have family support there, right?
Yes.
That helps?
So I've spent a couple summers on my own there, so with my grandparents and aunts and uncles, but without my parents or sibling.
Yeah.
And then, having family there will be really helpful. So it's not really like going a million miles away with no contact. It's going a million miles away with other family half an hour away.
To a familiar place.
Yes.
Yeah. What among, for, you know, having just come back from a trip, in terms of the college student experience now, what's going to be different going to Scotland than it would be going to UC Davis or Irvine or something?
I don't know that much yet. I do know things like I don't have to share a room. I'll share a living space. They don't really do catering. And so while they have restaurants on campus, everyone has access to a kitchen that they share with a few people. Hmm. So you're learning how to cook. But there's also probably a million different cultural things. I've noticed that they aren't really as into branding themselves with sweatshirts and things like that. I had a limited choice compared to all my friends who chose to go in the U.S. to what sweatshirt to wear on senior signing day.
What do you, when you look back on your 4 years at New Tech?
Yes.
Yeah, and you went to other local schools, yeah?
Where yes, the other schools? I went to Browns Valley and River Middle School.
Mm-hmm. What's your takeaway, your experience of growing up here and going to school here? Do you feel like you're well prepared?
I feel pretty well prepared. I feel like New Tech has helped me with that. So I went over Thanksgiving break to the schools, and I got to sit down with the school that I'm going to with one of the admissions officers. And I had talked about project-based learning, and they were really excited about it, where I noticed like some of the schools that I talked to when I was still considering going in the U.S., they weren't as excited about project-based learning. But I feel like those skills have helped me, and if I had not done project-based learning, you would not see me giving speeches ever.
Yeah, it does compel the student to overcome inhibitions. You can't hide in that project-based
learning. Yeah, you can't hide behind a textbook and taking notes. You have to interact with people, and you have to learn how to talk to people.
Very good. So usually when any well-spoken high school student or college student, for that matter, were to come in here, I like to make you represent your entire generation and reflect on speaking on everyone. What among the issues as your generation starts to move into this next phase of life and eventually to be taking charge of a lot of our systems and issues, what are the primary concerns you have, you know, other than foster care? We talked about that as a focus. But in a broader sense, you and your friends, when you talk about the state of the world today, there's so much angst about everything currently. It can't be an easy time to be your age, to be honest.
No. We complain a lot that we're going to have to deal with a lot of problems that are being gifted to us. We already have a lot of students at school that are really involved with climate change and meeting every week, and we're speaking at the rally in San Francisco just a few weeks ago. And so that one's one of the largest topics, is just how are we supposed to fix this? This needed to be fixed years ago. And it gets more and more hopeless as we wait. And so having to figure that out now and seeing what we can do as high school students right now to change ourselves to help and change or try to impact others and convince them to change some of their habits.
Yeah, it's a very weird moment we're in, where you can read a shocking story in the news, like just this week, a story about a million species that are dying off, and how that impacts us. We really don't even know what the impact of it is. We just know it's happening. and we know part of the reason why. And then you read something like that, and then you just blithely go about your day.
Yes.
As if everything is fine. Let's go have a beer. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. we're in a really state of denial about a lot of things.
A lot of denial.
Not so much your generation, but others.
I think even our generation has to be in a level of denial in order to continue and have to go to all our other classes. Yeah. That you can't just sit there and be mad and just keep posting different things or trying to talk to your friends about it. You need to sit down and learn how you can help, even though we want to be doing stuff. But there is a level of denial so that we can continue doing other things.
Yeah. I mean, if you let it get you, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. What other issues outside of climate change are...
At least in Napa, we know there's gun control issues where we all want something there to keep us safe.
Yeah. Yet another school shooting just yesterday.
Which we were talking about in class as that was coming up.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, thank you for coming in today.
Yeah.
Excellent representation of yourself and your school and Napa. And I'm sure you're going to have... an incredible time. It's next month is going to be sensational. So
thank you.
Enjoy that and what comes next. Ailey Stoltz, our guest, the winner of the Rotary Four-Way Speech Contest and an outstanding student at New Technology High School.